Come, Jesus Christ, to restore all that has been lost through struggle and fear, in sorrow and in pain. Come, Prince of Peace, to restore the balance of hope for those oppressed and hungry of justice, overlooked and counted of little worth. Come, Son of God, to restore the wholeness, the image that is tarnished with sin and shame, neglect and distraction. O come, great Redeemer, in poverty and humility, to raise us all to eternal glory. Amen.
This morning's reading is from the New Testament, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 13, reading from verse 11 to 14. An urgent appeal. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
November. Grey, cold November. It is the month when many churches across the world hold special celebrations to remember our dead. In Britain, Remembrance Sunday falls on the second Sunday of the month, and it's primarily to remember the servicemen and women who have lost their lives in the world wars. The Protestant churches in Germany and in Switzerland mark Ewigkeitssonntag, or Eternity Sunday, on the last Sunday before the first of Advent, which is today. So only 1 week separates Eternity Sunday from the first of Advent. Within 1 week, we move from remembering what we have lost to preparing for the arrival of a newborn baby. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of lights, the Bible says. If only it was that easy. Grief is not easy. It is messy, multifaceted, and an unpredictable journey. Grief is not a straightforward process from darkness to light. Grief is not a tunnel with an entrance and an exit, and at once crossed becomes a thing of the past. I'd like to imagine grief as a mountainy landscape with dark tunnels and sunny peaks, shady valleys next to green rolling hills, places of shelter and sudden storms. Loss and grief change us unvariably and forever. And the way we live with grief is individual. Some people die of a broken heart. Some will struggle to feel the lightness of life again. Others will find new strength and move on, making new plans, or even feel relieved. Grief and mourning are often associated with the death of a loved person. But mourning affects many other areas of life too. We mourn when a relationship breaks down. We mourn our health in the face of a life-changing or life-threatening illness. We mourn the places of our childhood, especially as migrants who have moved country. We mourn peace in times of war. We mourn freedom in times of imprisonment. We mourn our dreams, our plans that we can no longer pursue. During the 1950s, Elisabeth Kübler-Ross, a Swiss physician from Zurich who worked in the United States, made it her life's work to educate people about the process of dying and grieving. She identified the five stages of mourning: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. For a long time, grief was seen as a linear process. Once we have absolved the five stations, we come out the other end and can carry on with our lives. But today, we look at the stages of grief differently. Rather than it being a linear process, the stages of grief come and go in waves. Swiss psychologist Verena Kast speaks of four waves. The first wave being non-acceptance. The second wave being emerging emotions, including anger, pain, and guilt. The third wave being searching and letting go. That includes finding places of commemoration. And the final and fourth wave being new connection with the self and with the world, when we accept life as it is and start to make new plans. Often these waves come and go throughout life, some of them raw and predominant over others. I wonder, is life ever without mourning? Or are we much rather constantly waving goodbye, always moving, seasons changing, leaving behind dreams, people, and places? Sometimes the waves of grief are faint, gently rushing in the background, almost peaceful, a sense of nostalgia, pastimes, cherished memories, filling our hearts with gratefulness for what we have now and for what has been. Sometimes, however, the waves of grief are like a gigantic tsunami, pulling away the ground under our feet, throwing us around, exhausting, suffocating, life-threatening. And then comes Advent, the time of light in the dark winter season. The Advent light leads us to the birth of Christ, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God. It sounds so glorious, so joyful, so completely wonderful. But depending on the wave of grief we find ourselves in, the Advent light can seem foreign, as if it had nothing to do with us. Depending on the wave of grief we find ourselves in, we may find it difficult to rejoice in the light. Perhaps in those moments, it helps to remember that the Advent light does not lead us to a palace, nor to a king in golden robes, or a richly laid table. The Advent light leads us to a stable, to the birth of a baby, a birth which, like every birth, is messy, life and death close together, tears of joy and pain and frustration flowing all at once. The Advent light leads us to a couple on a journey, strangers in a foreign land, depending on other people's help. The Advent light leads us to a manger laid out with itchy straw rather than a comfortable bed with soft linen. The Advent light leads us to the perfect mess of the birth of Jesus Christ, a mess perhaps that we see reflected in our own lives. If we look at our lives as a process of grief, of letting go, of mourning, a process that comes in waves, sometimes faintly rushing in the distance, sometimes breaking over us like a tsunami, then the same can be said for joy. Joy comes and goes in waves, sometimes breaking into our lives like a tsunami, sometimes but a faint hope in the distance. The waves of grief and joy are all around us. The moment joy breaks into our lives, grief disappears, and vice versa. And other times, joy and grief are equal companions. Let this Advent be a reminder that however high or low the tide of our grief, joy also comes and goes in waves, that we can lay all our hope in Jesus Christ to restore the balance and make us whole again, at peace with our loss, with the world, and welcoming the flame of joy, never static, but always dynamic and unpredictable as the ocean's waves. Amen. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path. Make you whole in spirit, soul, and body. And keep you safe. God bless you and keep you. God make her face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift her countenance upon you and give you peace. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et te garde. Que le Seigneur fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que le Seigneur tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse das Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht über dich und gebe dir Frieden. Amen. Gönnt in Friede und bringet den Friede in die Welt. Go in peace and bring peace to the world.